it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Chicago, welcome into the Chicago Sports Podcast presented by Goose Island, the official beer of CHGO. Find one of Goose Island's Chicago locations at gooseisland.com/locations. Also, check out their block party on September 22nd and September 23rd.
Oh, yeah, there's good bands playing.
Let's go.
Heartless Bastards, Houndmouth. I might be out there.
Are they the same night or are they separate?
Same night, back to back.
Oh, really? Oh.
Going to call up our guys at Goose Island, try to get that VIP.
Yes, please let me know.
Very important podcaster, Lawrence.
Yeah, CHGO Music.
What's up, everyone? I'm Kevin Kadek, head of content at CHGO, joined by Mark Carmen, and Lawrence Benedetto is behind the board.
What's up?
Coming at you from Studio B here at the CHGO Studios. It's Thursday, September 14th.
This feels like a therapy session for me. I'm not going to lie. We're in a smaller studio. We've got a lot of going on around here. I feel like I'm just going to sit down and we're going to let it all out today in the next hour.
Should we have gotten you a nice chaise lounge?
I feel very comfortable. Okay. I've got the legs crossed in a way that I normally don't do. I feel like you, Kevin, you're my therapist today. I hope that you're comfortable with that. BetterHelp, thank you very much.
I've been there before with you, so it's
true.
Whatever. Last week, we talked about, will Justin Fields lead Chicago out of the darkness? The answer after 1 week is no. I don't know, man.
Oof.
Why don't you lean into that? I don't know, man.
We'll get into that. We're talking about that today. We're talking about more optimistic things. Connor Bedard is on the ice wearing Chicago Blackhawks gear. The Chicago Cubs are still in a playoff spot, although haven't played very well in Colorado. Now they're headed down to Arizona. And we're going to welcome our new all-city brother, PHLY, by naming our five favorite Philly athletes.
Oh, boy.
Lawrence says he doesn't have some. You said yours are all Sixers.
I mean, Carm.
Yeah?
Are we not Chicagoans?
Well, there's a lot of Philly, you could Chicago like crossover. Like, one of mine
he's
is,
asking me to ask. I'm like, I know Philadelphians. I don't give a hoot.
Really? Philly's a great sports city.
The crossover is going to be for Carm, right off the top of my head.
Ryan Sandberg, number one.
Ryan Sandberg.
Larry Boa, number two.
I just said all Sixers.
Mitch Williams, Tony Kukoc.
Dave Corzine, was he ever a Sixer? Am I making that up?
Greatest point guard in the
history.
We'll
get to this in the third segment. I'm sorry. I'm taking this
too far. Thanks to everybody who showed up to the CHGO Bears tailgate on Sunday. Easily
awesome.
The highlight of Sunday. I mean, it was great. It was our new setup there at the corner of Cermak and Wabash is excellent. I thought we had a decent setup last year. There was some issues with it. No issues with this because it's a party. The beer is accessible and cold. The food from Firewater Barbecue was amazing. Vibes were immaculate, and I can tell that they're only going to, only go up. We'll be out there on October 1st before the Broncos game, and again on October 15th and 22nd. So if you want to get those tickets, check out allchgo.com. And if you're diehard, you get a pretty substantial discount on those tickets. So check that out as well.
It's really the best way to start your Sunday if you're going to the game, or if you're not going to the game, you just want to come and hang out. Like Renetta last week, she came out. She wants to go to the game with her husband.
She was awesome.
She was had all the energy.
Yeah.
Took a huge plate of food out of there, went on home, and then watched the Bears get worked, and she's still in her feelings. Crystal, I expect you to see you out there. You gots to.
Shout out to everyone in YouTube who's hanging out with us. Make sure you hit that like button. What's up, Crystal? What's up, Albert? What's up, Chris? What's up, Ezra? We're going to have a good time today. I don't know if we're going to have a good time today. Whatever. Also, check out the new Midway collection. A lot of good new CHGO Bear shirts to be had. And also, CHGO Blackhawks takeovers. I know you don't have the graphic ready, but November 4th, they're playing the Florida Panthers. It's a Saturday night. And I told my wife, I said, I'm going to bring our younger daughter because my younger daughter's a Blackhawks fan. She's all in on Bedard. And my wife said, wait a minute, I want to go too. So now my wife is on the Connor Bedard bandwagon. And it's going to be a K-Duck family affair. So if you want to hang out with, we're going four wide with K-Ducks and maybe Law. And
Yeah, we'll see. I know that's the day before
the Saints
a Bears game. Yeah. Oh, but yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I might go.
I just...
Apparently we missed Crystal. Apparently Crystal was there and we missed her.
That seems impossible.
I'm sorry, Crystal. I missed you, too.
I can't believe Crystal, if she was there, did not seek me out to say hello. I did not see Crystal there. Oh, well.
What's up, Dan? He says, Bear down from California. Also, go Hawks. Mike Ross says, is Jordan Love good enough to play for the Jets someday? I don't know. Is he good enough to last more than 4 minutes is the question.
Four plays, not even four minutes.
Four plays.
Look, Jordan Love played well. Jordan Love was awesome on third down. Jordan Love looked comfortable. Jordan Love's scaring me. But he, you know, I think that's the best game he's ever going to have in an NFL.
I would hope so. I hope, I don't know if you remember, like, when Ron Paulus debuted for Notre Dame at Soldier Field against Northwestern and came out and looked like he was going to fulfill Beano Cook's prediction of four Heisman trophies. And then, like, the next week they went out and lost to Michigan and Ron Paulus was never the same. Let's hope it's the same thing with Jordan Love.
There's an optimistic take. I like it. Why not? He just had one good game, even though it was only his second start of the NFL. I'm sure he's just going to get worse.
Yeah. Anyhow, look, we've had 4 days of moping, of being depressed, of venting. I have not gotten that option. I did do my new newsletter for Monday, but I have not actually not been on air to actually mope and cry.
Mope away. Here we go. Let's keep talking about how terrible the Bears are. Let's go.
Well, look, we knew that Chicago was not going to react well to a week one loss to the Packers. We never do. I didn't feel great on Sunday. I will say that there was a large... I felt pretty numb. I felt numb. I don't know that I was pissed off. I don't know that I was raging. I just felt numb. And I can compare it to this, Carm. I feel like we were just in prison for 30 years. And for the last, 6 months, we'd been on our best behavior. And we'd been hearing good things from the parole board. And then the parole board finally got together and said, you're finally free, you know, we were looking to be free from the Green Bay Packers. And we went up in front of that parole board, and they sent us straight back to the fucking jail.
Do you think we need to do the Morgan Freeman Shawshank Redemption moment where we just say, you know, just write down what you're going to write down there, Sonny, because I don't really give a damn.
Oh.
We got it. Do we need to do that?
Well.
Is that the pathway? Could that change things? Freeman, Shawshank? That's why we're here right now? This is the therapy session I wanted.
I liked the, you guys put a clip on the CHGO Bears Twitter yesterday of a scene from Winning Time, which I've got to be honest, the last two episodes, the best two episodes of that series, we're in season two now, it's the show about the Lakers, rise of the dynasty and all that. There's a scene you guys just put on there, and I was, we need that for the Bears. It's about them,
we need something. That's the thing about this Bears team is, exactly who is that leader? Because when you are turning over a team and you have so many new players and the guys that you did keep were young, who's stepping up in that? I mean, you were out at Halas yesterday, Carm. Who's stepping up in that locker room?
Guys were willing to talk yesterday. Jaquan Brisker sat with me and Nick, and then literally the entire media came walking over and he talked to the entire media. We were first. Thank you very much. you know, we sat down with Sanborn, sat down with Tyler Scott, sat down with Brisker, Jalen Johnson. They weren't, to me, didn't seem like guys were running in there. And this was a really, really rough start to the season that has everybody scratching their heads like, you guys were overconfident and you haven't won a football game since last October. That feels kind of hard to believe. So maybe they were just, you want everybody to believe in themselves in life, but maybe they needed to have some level of humility about what they've gone through and where they're at, that they were missing, and just dial up the hunger a little bit more. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they're just not that good. That would be the other side of it. I don't know. I definitely don't think that they're as bad as they showed in week one. So
I don't think so either. By the way, Justin says, I would rather have Fields be bad than the game plan be god awful. Those plays they ran were not NFL plays. Let me ask you this, Carm.
Yep.
Has this week been worse than the week that followed the loss in the 2011 NFC Championship game?
No. No.
I don't remember what that was like. It was at the advent of Twitter. I mean, not everyone was on Twitter, so I don't think you had all this, like, jumping off, you know, of buildings or whatever. You know, obviously it was 11 years ago. But, man, like, I the depths that people are reaching right now to me is like pretty freaking low.
Yeah, but we are in a low depth right now. agreed. And Braggs, for one, I mean, I won't read the text that I'm getting late at night from his meltdown.
Braggs is unbelievable.
Right. He's having a really tough time. But yeah. I do think, like, the Green Bay game that you just teed up, and thinking back to how close they were, mm-hmm. we're still talking about it. What is it now? 10 years later. We will not be talking about week one and 10 weeks later. That
If this is the start of another rebuild, sure we will.
We won't talk about it like that. We're not going to remember Randall Cobb the way you're not going to remember Jordan Love just prancing around in the pocket and, like, calmly finding Romeo Doubs a little flick like he's Aaron Rodgers himself.
So my next question to you then, are we overreacting in this week?
No.
I'll ask the same thing. Are we overreacting?
The reason why I'm giving a very measured, slow response to it is I'm not entirely certain we're overreacting because I don't have a great feel of how this is all going to work out right now.
Right.
How do you go 7 months or whatever it's been since the last time you played and you come out and look and that's the game plan and what are we doing? What the hell was that?
I think you're
playing the Green Bay Packers.
Like, at the end of the day, though, forget about just the micro of it. The macro is, can you get the quarterback up to speed? Can the quarterback and the OC and the head coach, can they all get on the same wavelength and move this thing forward?
Obviously, our job here is we podcast about the Bears 5 times a week, right? So there's a lot of time to fill.
Six,
sure. There's a lot of time to fill.
Mm-hmm.
In between January, whatever, 8th and September 10th.
It felt like...
And we looked at everything from every single angle. And after a while, you get optimistic. We've got good vibes going at CHGO with what we're building. And it's like, okay, well, maybe the Bears are building with us alongside us. And we kind of bought into that, right? But every time we sat here and kind of thought, we're talking about that, there was something in the back of my mind. And I know it was in yours, and you voiced it on your show. What have they done to improve this defense? And we can sit here and talk about what we've seen from this offense, and there's plenty to be terrified of what we saw from that offense. At the same time, they still scored 20 points, right? And if they punch, you know, one or both of those gold zone trips in the first quarter, different ball game. They gave up 31 points to the to the Green Bay Packers offense, which was supposed to be awful. Or not awful, but not what it used to be.
Mid.
So it's like I'm sitting here, and we've obviously picked the loss away, picked the loss apart 43 different ways already. It's tough. We're going to the Jalen Carter thing, right? I wrote this down coming in to talk with you today, and I know you didn't want to get Jalen Carter, and I remember at that draft party after they drafted Darnell Wright, and our good friend Gary Ross came up to us and came up to me and said, what do you think? I said, I thought they should have kept Jalen Carter. If you thought that Matt Eberflus was your guy and his entire thing is dependent on a three tech and you had a shot to get the dominant three tech in that draft, and he fell to number 9, and also, you know, and I know they wanted to help out Justin Fields by getting Darnell Wright, but you helped out Justin Fields by getting DJ Moore, right? So you would have covered both sides of the coin there.
You could have overpaid for a right tackle. You could have paid Mike McGlinchey. There's ways you could have gone about it. Those guys are findable. The Carters of the world are not findable. I will raise my hand and tell you right now that apparently I was wrong, because I was holding some level of morality and some concern of character that, right, at least to this point, has not perked its way up. But you're going down a road, Kevin, that I don't really want to go down, but I'm going to go down there anyway. Everyone's in this together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at Ryan Poles, who we've had on the show, who I like, who I think knows what he's doing.
I love the patience from him.
Right. But if you really want to start going to look under the hood at how everything is turning out, Kyler Gordon's got a shot, but he doesn't reek of elite cornerback. He looks like a capable player. Jaquan Brisker looks like a really good player, but also...
And that's fine, because they were second-round picks.
Right, but...
But at some point, I understand what you're saying. Like, you need to uncover some diamonds in the rough. I don't know necessarily that he's done that, you know, depending on how you feel about Braxton Jones, and I don't think you should feel
how you feel
like
about
a diamond.
How you feel about Velus Jones, and how you feel about the Darnell Wright pick, and how you feel about Jervon Dexter, and where that's going, right, and how there's like...
I do think that we lost sight of the fact that we also needed patience. Like, I think we bought into this fact that they were going to be a division contender. I think that was silly of us to do.
I love this comment from 22 ATAC.
Yeah.
It says that Green Bay's defense, sorry, I'm eating a delicious Honeycrisp apple. He says, Green Bay's defense is a top 5 in the league, tons of veterans and continuity. Meanwhile, 50% of the Bears starters don't know what Lou Malnati says.
Well, let's hope they don't find out, because we don't need them finding out.
Maybe the lineman, maybe Braxton Jones needs a little loose.
Beef up a little bit. Yeah.
But yeah, so that's true, right?
I do agree with that. I mean, we can't sit here and say, oh, Darnell Wright's a bust. And that's not what we're doing.
No.
The same thing with Jervon Dexter and Zach Pickens. That is going to take a while. But you did go out and you did get DeMarcus Walker and you did get Yannick Ngakoue. And you would have hoped at some point things would have looked better on Sunday, and they didn't.
Yeah, the longer the Bears go without getting a win, the more the spotlight is going to get brighter and hotter, to the point that it's going to be a 5-alarm fire. And I did not see, and good old wise Adam Hoge said, if they lose week 1, the honeymoon is over for these guys. And I heard him and I was like, yeah, that's probably true. But I did not realize that we were going to go to this level of Bears fan just really just jumping off a ledge on one loss. So I think it turns awful quick if they beat Tampa on Sunday. But, and we haven't done our picks yet, I'm not picking the Bears to win on Sunday.
How could you?
I'm not.
The week 2 overcorrection or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tampa's not that good. Bears maybe not that bad. It's possible.
Of course. Of course. And the line is...
I never like when Chicago teams go down or Bears teams go down and play in Florida. It gets hot down there, particularly early in the season.
Yeah.
What is the weather?
I mean, remember 2018, they went down and played the Dolphins there and just got...
The line is a curious one, though. 2.5...
Brock Osweiler was starting for the Dolphins. I was like, oh, this is a sure win.
That guy's terrible.
Remember that game?
I don't remember anything about that game.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. Brock Osweiler.
Greg says, somebody please call an ambulance. I don't know why. Michael H. says, we continue to learn that JF is not the guy and Love might be. Yeah, I mean, that was one game. I mean, that was... We thought Justin Fields was the guy for 3 or 4 straight weeks last year, and you can't have revisionist history and say that you didn't, because he was seeing things we had never seen.
Just please, let him do what he does best.
Well, exactly. How different does that game look on Sunday if you actually have a designed run for him?
Just let don't try to reinvent the wheel. Let him be his best self. It's 92 degrees right now in Tampa, Florida.
Nicholas says, if you thought Love did anything special, you are wrong. I think he was special a couple times on third down.
He was fine. I mean, come on. Let's not anoint Jordan Love.
He was great on third down.
I'm not
anointing
him, but...
He was fine.
High of 88 on Sunday.
Humidity?
Scattered thunderstorms. Humidity, 50%.
50%.
Jasper Jenkins says, this team will quit early. Oh, man, so many bad vibes in here.
Yeah, he's a hater. He always is just talking shit about the Bears and every Bears chat.
There's a lot of those.
Thanks, Jasper.
Nicholas says, any quarterback in the NFL will torch you given 3 to 5 seconds in the pocket per pass play. Definitely agree on that.
Fair take. We're all right. No problem. We got this. Bears. Sure? Bears. Just going to crush the Buck. We're coming for you, Tampa.
We can't do an entire season. We can't do an entire season down like this because, I mean, last year, it took me a while to buy into the, okay, let's tank and get the number one pick. And then it kind of became exciting. We're going to get the number one pick. And week 18 was a lot of fun. This year, I think what Adam said on, you know, if you want to tank, like root for the Carolina Panthers to tank, which after seeing them, I think that's something. Like, I don't think Carolina's going to want to do us a solid and tank for us.
We got plenty of time to root for a tank.
Yeah, and you know what? I think it helps the fact that I don't think Bryce Young is going to be a good quarterback in the NFL. He's too short. That guy, like, whatever. Like,
he's not Drew Brees.
Right. I mean, people talk about, like, Ohio State quarterbacks never work out in the NFL. You also know other quarterbacks who don't work out in the NFL? Alabama quarterbacks. So... Joe Namath accepted.
Jalen Hurts, Tua Tagovailoa.
Jalen Hurts is...
I don't know. They both look decent. I don't know.
They're not...
Okay.
They came... Well, Tua is Alabama, but he's from Hawaii, like...
Okay.
We
still went to Alabama. You're saying gentlemen from the state of Alabama? That's a different story.
Well, Mac Jones sucks.
Okay.
I just would like everybody to lean into the drama of the NFL season. This is a fun roller coaster ride. We are right now in a straight.
Are you going Steve Stone and enjoy the ride right now?
A little bit, yeah. Apparently. Oh, God.
I don't know if you like me.
Ask Steve how that worked out for him on Twitter.
I don't know if you like me or you don't like me, but whether you like me or not, the White Sox are going to win some games this year.
Wait a minute. By the way, Alabama doesn't get credit for Jalen Hurts.
He started there. What are you talking about?
He didn't stick there.
That's not his fault.
He's an Oklahoma guy.
No. He started at Alabama.
Alabama doesn't get credit for him.
I don't understand how they wouldn't get credit for him. He played there for like 3 years.
The Ohio State quarterback thing, to rewind where this started, does...
People wanted to write him off and be done with him.
Right. Patience is required right now. But the way the Buckeyes coach their quarterbacks up is worth mentioning, that it becomes a very steep learning curve into the NFL. There's things when you play for Ohio State and or Bama for that matter, and you've got an incredible offensive line in front of you, and they dumb down the playbook for you that literally all, you know, Fields is getting play cards on the sidelines. Like you throw it to the slot, throw it to the wide, throw it to the dude who's running the slant, throw it to the flag, whatever. He didn't have to process the field a ton. How quickly
you're playing Vanderbilt.
Right. Exactly. So now the degree of difficulty has gotten way, 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 way higher, and he's having his troubles. So
Football CF Candy says, I don't understand why people are surprised the defense is bad. It was the worst in the NFL, and they I lost it on there. And they prioritized the offensive line. That's why I'm more annoyed at Getsy and the offense.
Well, Football CF Candy, I think a lot of people thought the defense was going to be better because they went out and they signed Tremaine Edmonds and they signed TJ Edwards, and they went, you know, so they upgraded the linebacker position, and they also went out and got Ngakoue, and they also went out and got DeMarcus Walker, and they drafted Jervon Dexter, and they drafted Zach Pickens, and you have guys going in their second years, and like it should be better.
Michael says there have not really been any successful Ohio State quarterbacks, at least none that I can think of. Well, according to Lawrence's logic, we'll give him Joe Burrow.
Wait, what are we talking about? No, hold on. Hurts was at Alabama his entire career. He played his like extra season, his grad student season at Oklahoma. 1 year. Oklahoma doesn't get credit for that.
But that's where he won the Heisman, right?
Yeah, because he had the Lincoln Riley factor, sure. But like that, he went to Alabama for his whole career.
All right. This week's Taking Care of Business Award, powered by ComEd, goes to this guy's alive, Rashawn Johnson. He had 5 carries for 20 yards, 6 catches for 35 and a touchdown. He was about the only guy eating for free Monday in Chicago, and he deserved it. And I said to you, I said, write this down in your Carm's notes when he made that block. Or I did, yeah. Not the block, but he blew him up. I was like, well, that's all. Like, Chicago's completely in love with that dude right now. And that, then they added to it after that.
People want him starting. taking care of business. One week in, cut Khalil Herbert. Led the NFL in yards per carry last year.
Yeah. Well, Roshan
gets no love for that.
Roshan made me feel good about Chicago sports this week, and that leads into Sunnyside Summer Fridays, which it's still technically summer for, one more week? And Sunnyside is your home for judgment-free cannabis shopping. It is a place where all kinds of visitors are welcome to explore, discover, and purchase a wide array of high-quality products. Sunnyside has everything you need to elevate your football season. And no matter where you are on your cannabis journey, Sunnyside offers easy online ordering, in-store pickup, and a great transparent loyalty program called Sunnyside Rewards. It is our favorite dispensary, and it's located all over the state. Also features Sunnyside House of Brands like Mindy's, the best-tasting gummy and chocolate edibles created by James Beard, award-winning chef Mindy Siegel, and Cresco Labs. There's also High Supply, which offers quality weed that is always available. Their buds are expertly grown, lab-tested, and available in vape carts, vape pens, flower, popcorn, shake, pre-rolls, shorties, and concentrates. Wonder Wellness Company also wants to make the world of cannabis simple to understand, and they're available at Sunnyside. They offer an easy experience for everyone with low-dose formulations offered in gummies and mints, allowing people to control their high. It's always important. Anyway, through October 15th, head to sunnyside.shop and use code CHGO25 at checkout for 25% off your total order. One use per customer, not stackable with other promotions. And that's not only for new customers, Carm. Anyone can use that code. Pick up everything you need to elevate your summer. Must be 21 plus or an Illinois med card holder.
Mm-mm-mm. And after you get high... Don't get in the car necessarily, but you might need to go somewhere eventually, Kevin.
Eventually, yes.
Yes. Are you in the market for a new or used vehicle? If you are, Get some great news for you because Ray Chevy in Fox Lake has just joined the CHGO team. I love Ray Chevy. And my guy Ray, who joins us on the CHGO Bears podcast as well. So, and we are talking to the team at Ray, and they have given us a pledge. It's called the Ray Price Promise. It's a guarantee that the price you see online is the price you pay when you go into the dealership. A lot of times, other dealers, they raise the price once you get in there, saying things like, are you a recent college grad? Are you active in the military? Are you a farmer? And in most cases, the answer to that is no. And that's when the dealers raise the price on you, saying the price online included limited rebates that you do not qualify for. Well, at Ray, not the case. The price you see online is the price you pay. No add-ons to the price. And in fact, Ray will do everything possible for the record to find additional savings for which you may make the price lower than you actually see online. One of the top selling dealers in the Midwest, you'll always be able to shop one of Chicagoland's largest inventories and save big at Ray Chevy because they now have over 100 Chevy Trax models available. They start at $21,495. Now through September 30th, all buyers can qualify for 0% financing. Make zero payments until 2024. Plus, you put no money down. Best of all, you pay zero hidden fees with the Ray Price Promise. Visit Ray Chevrolet in Fox Lake or raychevrolet.com. Serving the community since 1963, find new roads.
All right. Chicago Cubs.
Baseball time is here again.
Hey.
That was your response.
I do.
It's been here for a while, Carm.
Well, that's the start of Go Cubs Go. Baseball time is here again. Catch it on WGN. Stand your feet and clap your hands. Chicago Cubs got the greatest fans.
I get that, but yeah.
I know.
Summer of Mike Tauchman is officially over now that Pete Cromstrong is here.
Yeah. But so the Chicago Cubs right now, as we speak, are headed down to Arizona. They start a three-game series against the D-backs. They have a two-game cushion on a wild-card spot. They're four back of the Brewers in the NL Central. They've got 15 games left.
15.
Yeah.
Let's go.
How are you feeling?
It's a little nerve-wracking. I mean, to me, it's house money here. I didn't think they were going to be in this position, but here they are.
It does feel like house money.
So I'm not stressing it, and I don't have a high expectations of what they're going to do. But 2-5 in their last seven, losing 3-4 to Arizona, losing 2-3 to Colorado.
Yeah.
Chris Bryant going nuts. That ain't great, but, you know, so can they rebound this week against Arizona? Off day today, and then you got Justin Steele pitching tomorrow, followed by Hendricks, followed by Wicks. You got to feel decent there, right?
No Zach Gallen for the D-backs this week, which is huge.
And then you're coming home for final six home games of the year, Pittsburgh and Colorado.
And of those six games, I think you got to win five of them to feel good because then you
got to go play Atlanta for three, and then you got to play the Brewers for three.
Right, which is an easy – I mean, you want to talk about it – a slippery slope could be a cliff.
Yeah. You know, the hope is that the Braves are going to chill out here.
They clinched last night. Six straight division titles.
The Braves are 96-50.
Yeah.
No one is sniffing that. The Dodgers are the closest with 57 losses. Atlanta can rest.
I was looking at the standings today. And the two things that stood out to me were the Braves already having 96 wins and it being September 14th, and the Royals already having 101 losses.
How are the Sox doing on their chase to 100?
They're 10 games in front of the Royals. So
who just beat them? Right. How many games in a row?
They got scout seats tonight if anybody wants them. All you can eat, all you can drink.
Oh.
Let's go.
Is that an offer?
I mean, I had them earlier this morning, and I said I can't do it, but maybe they're still available. He's having a hard time giving them away. Literally all you could eat, all you could drink. I've been offered three times this week.
And no one wants to go.
Nobody wants to go, apparently.
I would go, but I have open house.
There it is.
My daughter's
Kevin, school. You want to go? I offered you earlier in the week. Yeah, no. Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's a tough sell. It really is.
But, yeah, so the Cubs, we could get a little lucky with the Braves, but those Brewers games.
Well, let's hope that they mean something, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, do you hope... Actually, that's a good question. Do you hope that the Brewers have clinched the NL Central and that maybe they're trying to line up their pitching staff for...
I've got a ticket for the Cubs to win the division, so I do hope that it's still a chance.
Yeah, you also have a ticket for the Reds. How's that going?
The Reds. Oh, I do have one for the Mets. I bought the Mets one in like March.
No, the Reds. You have one for the Reds.
Oh, the Reds, yeah. I have a World Series ticket for the Mets. That's not going to happen.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I mean, it's tight. Four teams with 71 losses. Reds, Diamondbacks, Giants, Marlins. Good thing that they swept the Giants.
Yep. We touched on this last week. You said you were a fan of both teams. And, I mean, I think that was spurred a little bit about, like, you were mad about the Cubs last year and the year before, and the Sox were an exciting team. Are you completely back over to the Cubs side now?
No. I'm rooting for both. Look, I grew up, I mean, let's just be honest here. I grew up a Cub fan. And I was pretty entrenched in that corner. And then I got into this business and spent a lot of time in the White Sox clubhouse. And then in 2017, the White Sox came to WGN, mm-hmm. and I was doing pre and post. And I was treated well by the organization. I know that a lot of people... don't necessarily love the management team over there, but they were great to me. And
I think it'd be great to be an employee of Jerry Reinsdorf's.
Yeah. And
it's not great to get, I think it's great to get money from Jerry Reinsdorf. I think it's a terrible situation to give money to Jerry Reinsdorf.
Yeah. And I've also, I was a season ticket holder at Wrigley for a long time and definitely felt very much take it for granted. So that left a sour taste.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very much so. So I haven't had tickets in a long time.
With the way the White Sox are right now, and look, this can change. I mean, we've seen the fortunes of almost every single team in our lineup change in the last year and a half that we've been in business here at CHGO. I think the way we've viewed all the teams has changed and flip-flopped. And
everyone we did who are the best, like the best team and worst team, like where are we, we've totally changed that probably five times.
The Blackhawks are now at the top, right? And I think the Blackhawks were easily at the bottom when we launched.
Yeah,
and we felt pretty good. I mean, I don't know if we felt good about the Bulls, but
I didn't.
Well, we launched right as they went on at a really bad losing streak. We didn't know. At that point, we didn't know the extent of Lonzo Ball's health situation. But the two or three months leading up to our launch, I think it all went south at January game against the Warriors when Lonzo got hurt. But leading up to that was a really fun two or three months.
You root for both teams, do you not?
So I grew up, I love baseball, and I'm pretty agnostic about both teams. I lean more White Sox. At this point, though, I mean, I covered, baseball was my job, and so a little bit of that got drummed out of me from both sides. I love both cultures on both sides. And you know me, I'm a uniter, not a divider. And I always think it's silly that people in the city fight over baseball, because there's so many other things for us to fight over. And
the rivalry's fun, though. It can be,
yeah. But I don't feel comfortable, like, at this point in my life, I don't feel comfortable saying, like, I'm a diehard for either team.
Okay.
I feel like I die hard for the Bears and the Blackhawks, and depending on the year for my college, University of Wisconsin. But
I was never a diehard. I grew up in the Northwest suburbs, so my dad kind of rooted both ways and all that. So I never picked one side or the other. But then once I got older, it was like, okay, watch April, and whichever team is like playing like decent baseball, like the way you're supposed to play baseball, not like mental lapses on the base paths and like
I think baseball by far is the most economical decision. Like, I am not going to spend money and or time on bad baseball, because there is nothing worse than bad baseball.
Yeah.
And there's nothing better than good baseball.
But if you're a fan, you can't just...
No, I get that.
Look for, well, this team's playing
but
well.
But baseball requires such a time investment. Like, what possible reason would you have to invest 2.5 hours in a White Sox game right now?
I would say free food and free beer at the Scott
That's
Seas.
About as good of a reason as you can get.
But even then, like...
You like the broadcast, you like a Benetti, you like a Stone, you like a peaceful Thursday night at home, relax.
But with where the White Sox are and the cliff that they just dropped you off of, that's not happening.
It ain't great right now.
I mean, I see some people say, you know, you dive into the comments in our YouTube chats, and you see on The Athletic, and people saying, that's it, I'm moving over to the Cubs, which I would say was once an unthinkable thought for fans who are truly, truly, were 100% White Sox fans. And I don't know that that's a correct move, but...
Well, apparently some fans have a breaking point, right? That's a bold job to actually... It feels like if you were a diehard, you're literally cutting out your heart. Hard to do. So yeah. I don't even believe it. It's still in there. You can't get rid of it.
Yeah, you're kind of stuck with it. You're right.
Like you are. Yeah. It doesn't leave. Sometimes my biggest hypocrisy in fandom is when I see some people at some rooting for some team that I don't care about, and I'll sit there like, why do you care so much? How can you be this into it? And then I'll literally be watching Northwestern basketball and can't and I'm biting my nails and I'm like having very, very significant reactions to things not going the right way. It's like, you can't.
No, I understand that part of it. I do feel like with my attention for the White Sox, I really feel like it's going to take Jerry Reinsdorf not being the owner, because I just think like he wants to pretend like they take things seriously. They don't. He doesn't take things seriously.
Right, but I've heard you say that, or I've heard others say that. Now you're saying it too. If they're good next year, you'll fall back in. You can't help it. You can't be like, I'm not going to root for him. Jerry sucks. Nah, they're good.
Yeah, I mean, look, I do I want to watch, you know, Luis Robert Jr. play? To me, that's like one of the only reasons to watch, right? And maybe they do flip, but I don't think they do. Like, I just... And
they probably don't, but I'm just putting the hypothetical.
And at least with the Cubs, like, you look at that and it's like, okay, this is a team that is actually kind of going about it the right way. Yes, it cost $8 million to go to a game there, which is a whole nother topic, but at least you actually have a minor league organization that has some sort of investment into it and some sort of philosophy and some sort of communication. And
I would just, you know, push back on the, the Cubs are much better run right now than the White Sox. True. Right. But I would also push back on the price of tickets. If you go on the Game Time app for the rest
No, I get it.
You know, you can get in for... I mean, baseball has good value.
It does.
To go to a football game and sit up top, it's expensive, man. Same thing for hockey. Same thing for hoop.
$16 for a beer at both parks.
Which I have said forever, and I'll continue to say it every time it's brought up, like you just brought it up then. Yo, White Sox, you have this behemoth on the other side of town that people love to go see. Charge half for your beer. Half for your hot dogs.
Yeah.
Half for your churros. Let people know we are fan friendly. We take care of you.
Half for your Belt and Bills brats.
Right. Mm. It would go a long way to building some goodwill that right now the White Sox desperately need.
Yeah, I absolutely agree on that. So we'll see how it all shakes out. I do hope the Cubs get some playoff games for us. We talked about, you know, what we think they're capable of in last week's episode. We don't have to rehash that. But hopefully we do get into a spot where we're talking about some pitching matchups and what can Justin Steele do in prime time, and does Kyle Hendricks still have some postseason magic in him? And I'm all in on that.
I would love it. Let's go. Playoff baseball. Come on. Bring it back.
We are so excited to partner with our friends at Circle K. Check out your local Circle K for the best coffee, beer, and snack selection. and premium gas. Also, look out for those freebies and giveaways down the road. Circle K is your home for favorite road trip snacks like combos and snow caps and Raisinets. It's more movie theater stuff.
You want Raisinets?
You don't like Raisinets?
What are we doing here? Raisins?
Raisinets are good. Raisinets has like the best chocolate cover on there.
Okay.
I'm sticking with that. Also offer great deals, go-to pickups, and locations all over the place. If you're on your way to the movie theater, there's probably a Circle K on the way. Thanks to Circle K for sponsoring CHGO. Visit the nearest Circle K to pick up all your favorite finds.
I can't believe you just gave love to the Raisinette. That is a bold, bold moment.
Yeah.
Like, are you...
Also, Raisinette is better than Snow Cats.
Are you 80? I mean, these candies you're coming up with, I remember them from the 1950s.
When you were a kid, did you go Raisinette at the movie theater?
Oh, yeah. I think my parents gave me the Raisinettes under some guise that they thought it was healthy.
That was a fairly healthy snack.
Yeah.
That's a good job by mom and dad right there. Props up. Download the Game Time app. Get your tickets there. We're talking about it. Listen, I just used Game Time at the U.S. Open when I had my vacation for the year. Got great prices, got great seats. It was super easy to do. Cubs, Sox, Bulls, Bears, Blackhawks, theater. I've used it to go to the Chicago Theater lately. I went to Leanne Morgan, which was a fun show. I mean, they literally have everything on there for you. Killer deals, last-minute tickets, best prices guaranteed. Stop stressing over the seats. They're there for you. They show you where you're sitting. They do everything well. It's really a very well mapped out app. So download it now and create an account and use the code CHGO. $20 off your first purchase. Did you hear that? $20 off.
Nice.
I mean, again, you go to the Sox game tonight, you're going for free. They're actually paying to go.
I mean, if they DM Carm, they'll get free scout seats. You don't even need a Game Time app. You just need Twitter.
Well, maybe I should sell my tickets on Game Time, too, even though they're not my tickets. Terms do apply. Again, create an account. Redeem the code CHGO for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last-minute tickets. Lowest prices guaranteed.
Game of the week.
Pearl Jam. Well, okay,
that was Pearl Jam last week. Riot Fest. Week, yeah. You going to Riot Fest?
No. Wow. No.
You seem like a Riot Fest guy.
Never been.
Never? Okay.
No. Sorry.
Foo Fighters are playing there.
Oh, that's cool.
They don't seem like a Riot Fest band. Like,
I mean, Riot Fest is everything nowadays.
Riot Fest must have become more mainstream if Foo Fighters is playing
there. Yeah, no, it's not a metal. If you're thinking it's like all metal bands, it's not.
Didn't it used to be?
I think
it was like more of a punk thing.
Yeah, now it's everything. I feel like they've had hip-hop acts play like full albums and things like that.
Isn't that where Coolio's like last performance was at Riot Fest, I think.
I don't know about that.
I want to say it was one of the fest here. All right, good vibes now.
Oh, God.
Plenty of hope, plenty of optimism. Your Chicago Blackhawks, Connor Bedard was on ice at the Fifth Third Arena today wearing Chicago Blackhawks gear, ripping wristers, slapping slap shots.
Slapping slappers.
Dude's 18 years old. I'm all in.
I talked to somebody yesterday who bought half-season tickets.
Yeah.
People are buying them up, man.
I've looked at them.
They're not cheap.
They're not cheap, but...
They got this tier pricing, too. It says opening night's $205 on the 200 level. It's expensive-o.
Yeah, that's a lower 200 level. That's a lower price for 200 level. But I'm excited. I don't know exactly what to expect. I saw a clip from another podcast kind of showing, okay, here's what Crosby's first season in Pittsburgh looked like. And it was like, 73 points. And McDavid's first year in Edmonton was the same thing. And I'm not expecting a lot, but there's a reason to tune in every night. And I think with the Blackhawks, they're building in such a way that I don't think, I feel pretty confident about it. Like, this isn't going to be a Chicago Bears situation where we're really going to, it's hard to build a Stanley Cup winner. Like, the Oilers still haven't won with two of the best players of their generation right now. But we're at least on the climb up. And just seeing what Bedard can do on the ice is pretty freaking special.
This is so house money this year. No pressure to win. most exciting young player in the NHL. Buzz is going to be back.
Right.
I mean, it's going to be awesome.
And you're going to be watching the Blackhawks, and then you could also have your eye on the Ice Hogs and see the guys that are just, you know, going to be here in 2 and 3 years. I mean, that's pretty much as good as it gets. And then right next door, the Blackhawks show is going on right now. We've got 3 of the best guys in town covering it. Like, I had a content meeting with Jay, Greg, and Mario yesterday. Those guys about, you know, they feel like they won the lottery, which, I mean, they technically did, I guess.
Do those guys know anything about hockey?
A little bit.
Did you see our friends at PHNX had Darcy Hordichuk on, former Yote and a longtime NHLer? And out of, like, this had nothing to do with what they were talking. I mean, they brought up Bedard, and what he said about Connor Bedard was amazing. I recommend you go.
I heard you listening to it, and there was an audible kind of like giggle glee thing from Lawrence that I usually don't hear from you.
It was just about him being not only just amazing as a player, but also as a good person. He was apparently Darcy's son was on the ice, and Bedard just stayed with him for like 20 minutes just to.
Yeah.
Like, didn't need to do that, and just was like helping the kid out and everything. It's like, it's awesome.
I'll tell you what I'm excited for. So I mentioned my younger daughter's into the Blackhawks. She wore her sweater the other day. I posted on Twitter. I said it's sweater weather season. People loved it because, you know, it's a little 7-year-old girl wearing a Hawks sweater, Jonathan Taves. But I'm just so excited that she's going to have like this top level superstar to kind of like, you know, like, I had Michael Jordan growing up, right? Or Ryan Sandberg, and Connor Bedard is the one that's, I was kind of hoping Justin Fields would be in that, and he still might be, but
right.
But Connor Bedard, guy's going to be here for the next 15, 20 years.
I mean, let's hope they don't screw that up, but yeah.
I mean, if it does get screwed up, something will have gone horribly, horribly wrong, but.
Correct.
Yeah, so. It's an exciting time, and the Bulls will be starting up in a little bit, and I'm sure we'll try to talk ourselves into maybe something's going right there.
They won't get into the play, and maybe they'll make the top six.
The NBA is so different though, because unless you are a championship contender, I feel like it's the sort of thing that's akin to going to the ballet or the orchestra. You just kind of have to appreciate the athleticism and the skill that goes into being, you know what I mean? Because
yeah, no, I get it.
Most NBA seasons, the list of championship contenders does not go past 3 or 4. And even that's generous, like,
no,
during like the Cavs and Warriors years, right?
Sure, it could be 2.
So.
Yes, I get it. I'm just, this time of year, I love it. So, you know, you got the end of baseball, you got hoops starting, you got football going, you got hockey coming around, all of it.
And then Great weather,
but then I also start to freak out that winter's right around the corner. But listening to you just kind of delve through this, and then you got me excited about the ticket thing. It's like, all right, it's the way to make it through the winter, man. I love spending my time at the good old UC, and last year I did go to a lot of Hawks games.
You did. I don't know if people are going to be offering you as many free tickets this.
It was
this
unbelievable.
Time
no, how many seats were just. Nobody wanted to go. I guarantee I get them.
I have 3 games so far. If I can get to another, you know, 3 or 4 after that, I'll feel pretty good.
I'm hoping. But they're going to be fun to watch. Like, you'll sit, like, I don't know how many times you sat at home last night on the couch and watched the Hawks. I mean, you're a big hockey guy, but I'm going to guarantee it's going to be a lot more this year.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, my last 2 years were busy with launching this, and it was a little hard to watch them.
And they were just unwatchable. Come on.
I don't know if, they were
terrible.
They were.
It was like, you turn it on, like, oh, they're down 4-1 in the first. Cool.
It was like fun to bet on.
It was fun to bet against them, yeah. That was good.
Made some money.
There it is.
All right. We're going to celebrate our top Philly athletes in celebration of our new edition. But first, take on the sun with gear built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered for the warm weather ahead with premium Polaroid shades at an affordable price. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that offers a world-class product that is just as good as any expensive pair I've ever worn. They offer durable frames and extremely clear optics for outdoor adventures. That's not all. Shady Rays offers the most insane protection in all of eyewear. Every pair of sunglasses is backed by lost and broken replacements. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, Shady Rays will send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. Wear your Shady Rays with confidence because they have your back long after you purchase. And together with their customers, Shady Rays is providing a much-needed support to nonprofit partners across the U.S. through Shady Rays Impact, from building play sets for pediatric cancer patients to providing young adults with MS the outdoor adventure of a lifetime. Shady Rays is making an impact in your community and others like it now and for years to come. If you don't love your Shady Rays, exchange them for a new pair or return them for free within 30 days. There is no risk when you shop. The Shady Rays team always has your back. And now exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out the best deal of the season. Go to ShadyRays.com and use code CHGO for 50% off 2+ pairs of Polaroid sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 250,000 people.
Shady Rays. And hey, can you believe we had 7 months without an NFL game? Now we're going into week 2. And it is great that that is over. The NFL is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, giving you the can't-miss offer for this coming week. New customers can get $200 in bonus bets instantly. All you got to do is bet $5 on any NFL game. That's all you got to do. DraftKings is hooking everyone up with game day greatness. All customers can take advantage of 2 new offers for every single game day this September. Check the app to see what you got. Lawrence plays every one of them every single week because he's the best.
You know, when they're giving out profit boosts, you gotta use them.
You gotta take advantage.
You gotta do it.
There's no doubt. That's how you do this thing.
They did give me a profit boost on some UFC guy.
Yeah.
And he was like the favorite. They boosted him to +100, and that guy got his ass knocked out.
Maybe they knew.
Okay.
They would never do that, though. Hey, download now and use the code CHGO to sign up. New customers, you can take up $200 once again in bonus bets instantly when you just spent the $5. That's code CHGO, only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Gambling problem? You want to call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort.
Shout out Boot Hill.
21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See dkng.com/football for eligibility, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions
and
do apply.
I will say that the bonus bets is how I signed up a year ago, and now I've had money in my account for the year. It's been fun to mess around, and I did just place a bet while you were making that read. Primetime unders, 3-0 this last week, so we're gonna ride that train until it derails. I'm actually bumping the line is 49. It's down to 49. It was 49.5 this morning. It's now down to 49. I bumped it to 50.5 just for a little boost because I'm getting a 50% profit boost, so I'm still getting plus money, +112. So there's my bet of the night.
I like
one of my bets, I should say.
One of my favorite things to do with DraftKings, by the way, is live betting. I like to follow the flow of the game. I like to see where the buddy's going.
Yeah.
It's amazing in tennis.
Yeah.
I mean, those lines are hopping all over the place.
I like sitting at the ballpark and doing the just betting on at-bats. That's a reason to go out there.
There we go. Good stuff.
All right. Motown Philly is back again.
Oh, no.
Doing a little. Yeah. All right.
This is
in honor of our new friends at PHLY, Fourth All City Outlet. I like Philadelphia. I am on record as saying I love Philadelphia. It is like Chicago, but on the East Coast. They've got attitude. They love their sports teams. They've got something that's kind of like an Italian beef sandwich, but not as good. It involves cheese.
Oh, hey, I am fully on board.
Oh, so am I, but
fully
it's
on board.
It's not as good
the
as the beef, dude.
Come on. It's a totally different thing, and it's delicious.
All right. I'm going to go with my five favorite Philly athletes. You guys think of yours. I covered the championship era Phillies for Yahoo Sports. I covered both World Series in Philly, which is part of the reason I like Philly. Two of my favorite guys on there, Chase Utley, one of my favorite 21st century baseball players. So I'm going Chase Utley. Going Roy Halladay, rest in peace.
Love Roy, yeah.
I'm going with Philadelphia Flyers legend John LeClaire. I always just liked the way that he played his game. Probably the only Philadelphia Flyers player I actually ever liked. Maybe I like Claude Giroux a little bit. So John LeClaire, Roy Halladay, Chase Utley. Going to go another Philly, Mike Schmidt, because Mike Schmidt's a legend. And you just always watch him smacking home runs at the hot corner. And he had that great retirement press conference where he just had the best retirement press conference tears ever. If you've never seen that, check it out on YouTube.
Guy ruined my childhood. Every time I went to Wrigley Field, the guy was hitting seven bombs.
So he's not on your list.
No.
And then I'm going to go with, I actually love Joel Embiid. Like NBA 2K,
yeah.
The Sixers are my team to play with. I love dominating with him. I know DNVR doesn't like that because of the MVP, but Joel Embiid, I love watching that guy dominate. Big men have not been in vogue in the NBA, but him and Jokic still keep it going out there and do it. So shout out to the Jayhawk. And I don't think the Sixers are going to be all that good this year, but it would be fun to see Joel Embiid make a title run. I don't know if he has it in him, but.
Fair enough.
Your favorite five.
Well, I'm going to.
Yeah, I thought this was a draft, so this is not a draft. He's just naming names.
I'm naming names. Starting out with. Out of DuSable High School, right here, went to West Texas State. I used to see him at the East Bank Club back in the day when I was a kid. The one and only number 10 Hall of Famer, Mo Cheeks.
There you go.
Of course, current Bulls assistant, was phenomenal as the starting point guard of the 83 Sixers, one of the greatest basketball teams of all time. And speaking of that team, I'm just going to stay there.
Dr. J?
Julius, yeah. The doctor. One of the greatest that their PA guy should be on this list. He was so amazing. My favorite, this guy went to Penn, super smart, started his career as a Cub, was traded for Mickey Morandini. He's always given back, and I wish he would never have left. I'd love to have him in studio someday here. Doug Glanville,
that's a good pick.
I've worked with him. He's great.
The greatest dude ever. Love Doug Glanville.
And shout out to his triple in the 2003 NLCS for the
Cubs. Yes, slid in safely. That was awesome. The greatest commentator, most entertaining dude of all time. Started his career in Philly. Should never have left, even though he did win an MVP in 93 and it was a great finals. But Charles Barkley looked incredible in that uniform.
Does this mean I can't take Chuck?
No, you can.
Oh, okay.
Can if you want, but are you taking AI?
I don't know.
Well, if you're not,
I haven't come up with a list.
He needs
yet.
To be.
I'm doing it right.
Allen
now.
Iverson probably needs to be on any list.
If you're not, he needs to be mentioned. So I'll take him because AI, his Hall of Fame speech, where, you know, I wanted to be strong like Shaq, I want to shoot like Bird, but man, I wanted to be like Mike. That's my dude. And when I was first starting out in the business, the Sixers won 26 games, I think, his rookie year. Second year, it's game two of the season. They're playing the Bulls. Everybody's going to the Bulls locker room to interview Judd Butler and Steve Kerr.
It was a ring ceremony game, wasn't it?
I think later.
Oh, later. Okay.
Yeah, I think it was game two or game three.
I think they had a ring ceremony game against the Sixers. It might have been in
Iverson's rookie season. 92. 92.
No, it was like 96 because I went to it.
Okay.
I got the giveaway ring, and I wore it to high school, and then it turned my finger green.
Okay. 92, they opened with the Sixers too, for sure. So I went up to him. I said, Allen, Mark Carmen, Naked Truth About Sports, great radio show that nobody ever listened to, but it's a great show. I said, Allen, what do you think? Do you guys think you're playoff contenders this year? He looked at me straight in the eye, young Allen, and said, man, what the fuck do you think I'm going to say? So it was this dumbass question by me. So what was he going to say in game two of the year? No, man, we got no chance to make the playoffs. What the fuck do you think I'm going to say? Of course we're playoff contenders. Allen, that is a great point. And now, full circle, 2023, you're in my top five Philly dudes.
There we go. Law Dog.
Okay. All right. So I guess I got to come on screen for this. Okay. Oh, there I am. All right. So
honorable mention, Mo Malone. Love Moses Malone.
Baby. That's a good way to go. I kind of feel like I want to steal two of your Sixers. I love Dr. J growing up and doing the like a windmill dunk on my Nerf hoop. Big fan of that. And I mean, AI. Yeah. I mean, not a game. Talk about practice. You got to have him on your list. But then from there, I'm going to go back to my love of Tecmo Bowl. So QB Eagles goes on my list, also known as Randall Cunningham. Because he was a great quarterback and also could punt the ball like 90 yards if he wanted. That's pretty cool. And very random Eagle that I loved back then because I like to play wide receiver. Give me number 86. Anyone? You got this?
Chris Carter?
Fred Barnett. Fred Barnett. I loved that guy. Had him on a fantasy team back in the day. Love that dude. And then I want to get some cred with our new fans and our new coworkers in, at PHLY. I'm going off the pro teams. I'm going to say Lionel L-Train Simmons from LaSalle.
Loved Lionel Simmons.
Simmons was awesome. Back then, again, on my Nerf hoop, all those college dudes, I was playing like one-on-one in my head with them, and like I loved L-Train. I loved that team. I wanted them to go far in the tournament.
Big LaSalle, fan. Villanova, Temple, and who? Who am I missing?
Penn? St. Joe's.
St. Joe's. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Give me the coach. What the hell is his name? Who wanted to yell at
Chicago Hoops, right? So much way better than Philly Hoops, though.
Yeah. I'm going to kill you. I'd love that. That was amazing.
I'll kick your ass. Kick your ass.
Anyways, there's five.
Calipari deserved it.
Shout out to Halliday as well. Love Roy Halliday. No Phillies on my list.
Dave Zinkoff, by the way, is the longtime PA guy.
No love for Donovan McNabb.
There's a great Chicago Philly product. Guy. Yeah. Yep.
Well, that was fun. Shout out to the chat, by the way, for the last 45 minutes.
Amazing. I was going to mention that. It's amazing.
We have not been talking about the Bears. The Bears therapy session just went straight ahead without us in the chat, which is fine. We're here for you. We want it. It's a safe space.
As long as you please on your way out, give us a
hit that like button.
Thank you very much. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Make sure you subscribe to the CHGO podcast on your favorite podcast provider. We're still trying to grow it. We don't have a dedicated fan base. You know, it's not Blackhawks or Bulls or Bears related.
We're all over the place.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're promoting dead people as our player of the week.
We're going next level.
The important part is we have a good time and we smile while doing it.
Indeed. Lawrence. Indeed.
All right. This has been the Chicago Sports Podcast presented by Goose Island. We'll be back next Thursday, hopefully talking about a surprise Bears victory in week 2. Until then, I'm Kevin Kadick, Mark Carman, Lawrence Benedetto. Thank you for hanging out with us, and we'll see you next time.